everyone, and welcome to the Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week show. This is Rich Leaf, and today we're very happy to have our Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week for March the 27th, Emily Ness, a two-sport athlete from Lakeland High School. Hi, Emily. Nice to see you this morning.
Nice to see you, too.
Now, Emily, the Con Edison Award is in its 68th year, and you are the fourth winner from Lakeland High School to win the award this year. That's outstanding. Your field hockey teammates, Juliana Capello, Kira Wax, won the award. A classmate, Alexa Cole, won the award for basketball earlier this winter. Once again, that's very outstanding. What does winning the award mean to you?
I think this is a great honor, and I know there's a lot of athletes out there, and I feel really great that I was picked out of all of them.
Well, as our listeners will be finding out in the next 15 minutes or so, you are a very worthy winner of this prestigious award. We should tell our listeners right off the bat that Emily excels as a field hockey player in the fall and a lacrosse player in the spring, and we're going to talk about both sports. Emily, how long have you been playing lacrosse?
I've been playing for about eight years now.
And I understand it was your dad that got you interested in the sport. He played in college, is that correct?
Yep.
Now, Emily, the season is very young. You are 2-0 so far. Last Saturday against Brewster, you scored four goals and you had an assist against the Bears in a victory. And your goal in overtime won the game in sudden victory. That must be very exciting to score a goal and win a game in sudden victory. What's that like?
It's really exciting, and I think we were all really pumped up from that, and it really is going to help build our confidence for the rest of the season.
And then a few days later against Clarkstown South, you had seven goals in the game, three of them in the first minute, so I guess that set the tone pretty much. Is that right?
Yeah.
You have 11 goals in two games. Is that even more than you might have expected starting off the season?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Now, you are the captain of the team. You have been both in your junior and senior year. So as captain, you're probably like a coach on the field. How do you assess the team at this early point of the season? Or are you satisfied with the way the girls have been playing so far?
Yeah, I think we've been playing really well. Obviously, there's some room for improvement, but I'm very proud of how we've been doing.
Now, Emily has been on the lacrosse team since the eighth grade, and I have to ask you, Emily, what's it like for an eighth grader to be on a varsity team? Not that many athletes experience it. Was it a little bit intimidating?
Yeah, I was terrified, but it was a really fun experience.
And the girls befriended you and made you feel part of the team, even though you were in middle school and they were in high school?
Yeah, they definitely treated me like I was one of them and not just some young kid on the team.
Now, you were telling me outside about the game that you guys played, something with water guns.
Oh, yeah.
What was that all about?
It's a game called Assassination, and I remember a team bonding. I was sitting there, and a bunch of older kids came out and started shooting water at a bunch of our teammates, and I had no idea what was happening, and I was so scared. But it was all fun and games in the end, and I learned that game when I came to high school.
Now, are there any young kids on the team this year, in your senior year, that you need to do, that welcoming type thing?
I don't think so. I think everyone on our team has a really good relationship with each other. We kind of treat each other equally, so it's not like there's just one person that sticks out.
Well, that sounds terrific. Now, Emily, your resume in lacrosse is very, very impressive. As a junior, you were all-league, all-section honorable mention, scholar athlete. Sophomore year, all-league, all-section honorable mention, scholar athlete. Freshman year, all-league, scholar athlete. And in your junior year, you had a big moment in your career. You scored your 100th goal. Now, that must have been a great, great experience. Tell us about that goal and the celebration that followed.
I think it was our last game of the season before sectionals, and I knew I was at 99 goals and that I just needed one more. So everyone, I think, on the team was nervous, too, because it was just a big moment. But I remember my teammate Raquel Nieves passed me the ball, and I scored, I think, about 10 minutes into the game, and it was just a really big relief and pretty exciting.
Was there a little celebration after the game for you?
Yeah, a bunch of the teammates actually made posters, and I think my parents got balloons, and Coach Beck made me a nice water bottle and filled it with a bunch of candy, so it was very exciting.
That's great, especially the candy part. Now, turning to field hockey again, your resume is just unbelievable, and we just don't have the time. We could do a whole hour program just on your field hockey career. But last year, as a senior, you were all-league, all-conference, all-elite, all-section, all-state, all-region, New York State Championship, all-tournament team, 2018. New York State Class B finalist, regional champion, Section 1 champion. You were the captain of the field hockey team. Just fantastic. I know you came up a little bit short in the state championship game, but you have won 3 state championships in field hockey in your junior, sophomore, and freshman year. So congratulations on all of that, Emily. That's just fantastic.
Thank you.
Let me ask you this now. When you win a state championship, you've won 3 of them. What is that feeling like? Flashback to your junior year when the championship game was over and you are state champions. What's that feeling all about?
It's just a big relief. I mean, all of our hard work for the whole year, not just in season but off season, pays off. And it's a feeling like no other. I mean, you just feel amazing.
It must be, and you got to experience 3 out of 4 years, which is pretty good. Not too many student-athletes have that experience. Let's bring in your coach for just a moment. Coach Rebecca DeSisto Leslie is with us. Rebecca, nice to see you. Thanks for coming down. Rebecca is in her 4th year as the head coach of the Lakeland Panis girls lacrosse team. You worked very closely with Sharon Sarson for many years. Let me ask you this, Coach. I'll ask the same question as I asked Emily. How is the team, in your opinion, after 2 games, still a long way to go? Are they where you want them to be at this point in the season?
I think that we've worked really hard in the off season during the winter months and leading up to preseason. The girls have always been working hard. I think there's still some work to be done in regards to skill work and tactical things, but overall I'm very happy with their lacrosse display, especially in our overtime win against Brewster. We battled back. We were actually down that game. So they've been working really hard, and I'm really proud of them.
Well, that's good. And you surely don't want to peak at this point in the season. There's a long way to go before the playoffs and beyond. Now, what's the competition going to be like this year? You're competing in Class A. I understand there are some very good lacrosse teams that you'll be battling with as we go through the season.
Yes, we're back up in Class A this year. So our competition is definitely going to be North Rockland and Suffern, you know, the Rockland County schools. But also Mayapak, who we've seen in years past. They always have a strong team. And then other smaller schools that we just enjoy playing against. It's also friendly competition, like Brewster, Putnam Valley, we get to play again this year. We actually play North Salem today, so...
Okay, well, looks like a beautiful day for lacrosse, so good luck to you and the girls. One final question, Coach DeSisto Leslie. It's about Emily Ness here, obviously an outstanding athlete in both field hockey and lacrosse. I would see that if I came to a game, but what might I not see as a casual observer? What else does she bring to your program?
Emily's a really great leader, both on and off the field. I mean, the example she sets in the classroom, just around the school, she's very well known for just being a great overall kid. But in regards to lacrosse, in regards to the team, she's does a really good job of keeping the girls in line and helping when help is needed. So I'm very proud of her for how much growth I've seen since she was on the team in the 8th grade, now leading up to her senior year and her final season for Lakeland Panis.
Well, Coach Rebecca DeSisto Leslie, head coach of the Lakeland Panis girls lacrosse team, all the best to you. Thank you for coming down. Great talking to you. Great seeing you again. And as I say, all the best. Let's get back to our Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week. We're talking with Emily Ness, a terrific 2-sport athlete, field hockey and lacrosse at Lakeland High School. The lacrosse team, of course, represents both Lakeland and Panis. Emily, I have to ask you this. You've had some experience playing for Sharon Sarson. Sharon Sarson is a legendary name in our part of the country, and I should say all of New York State. Legendary coach, member of the Hall of Fame. What's it like playing for a coach like that?
It's definitely a great experience. She has taught me so much. She's taught me time management, that you have to work hard in order to achieve anything. And I'm so grateful that I've been able to play for her.
Emily, let's move into the classroom for just a moment, where you have a 92 unweighted average. That's outstanding. This year, you're taking courses such as psychology and film, AP macroeconomics, AP environmental, calculus, Spanish 5H. Great course load. Do you have a favorite amongst those classes?
I think psych fiction. That's a great class. You learn about how the mind works and all the different things that can affect it. We watch a lot of good movies that kind of teach you everything.
Well, fantastic. Now, we should also mention that Emily belongs to the National Honor Society. She has won the Superintendent's Award, being on the honor roll for every marking period in middle school and high school. That's outstanding. And Emily will be attending Colgate University in the fall, where she will play field hockey. Emily, I know there must have been a lot of schools that would have loved to have had you at their school. What made you choose Colgate?
Definitely the atmosphere. The girls on the team are so nice, and the coaches are really welcoming. And I think the school is just so great and pretty, and I'm really excited to go there.
Well, it's certainly a great part of New York State. I'm sure you're going to really love it up there. Now, you will be playing Division I field hockey in the fall. What adjustment do you see moving from high school field hockey to strong Division I field hockey?
It'll definitely be a big change, but I'm up for the challenge, and I know I have to work really hard in order to succeed.
Well, I'm sure you will. Emily has quite a few great outside activities that she does when she's not playing sports or studying. Emily, you're involved with Backyard Sports. What is that all about?
It's a program that allows special needs kids to play sports and learn how to play with each other.
And what about the Relay for Life?
That helps with cancer research and kind of fundraising money in order to help them.
Now, you also do some volunteer coaching of field hockey for the Shrub Oak Athletic Club. Do you enjoy coaching?
Yeah, it's actually a lot of fun, and I like connecting with the young athletes.
And how old are the kids that you're coaching these days?
In the 7th and 8th grade.
Okay, so they can be a little bit challenging. How do you deal with someone that might not want to listen to what coach has to say?
I mean, I like to either say, take a lap, or I try to bribe them with some candy.
Oh, bribe them with candy, huh? Okay, well, that's not bad if it works. And take a lap is always an easy way just to get them out of your sight for a while. Let's give your family a shout-out, your mom, Denise, your dad, Matthew. Would you say they're your biggest fans?
Yeah, definitely. My family has supported me a lot, especially my grandparents, too. And Uncle George and Anita, thank you. And all of my family, thank you for coming to all of my games.
How do your parents react when you're out on the field competing? Do they just kind of sit there and watch, or do they pace? Do they cheer a lot? What's it like?
My parents are definitely quiet, but I can always hear my mom cheering from the sidelines.
And tell us about your brother, Matthew.
He plays college lacrosse at Dickinson.
Did he play lacrosse for Lakeland as well?
Yes, he played lacrosse and ice hockey.
Okay, and are you two pretty close?
Yeah, we're definitely really close. We're like best friends.
Oh, that's wonderful. Emily, we're running out of time. A couple of quick questions. Can you narrow down to a proudest moment in your young life so far?
Definitely winning one of the state championships. That's just something you can never do again.
I'm sure. And how about a final shout out? We've mentioned a lot of people here, your parents, your coach, Coach Sarson, your brother. Is there anybody else that you might want to just say, give a quick shout out to?
Thank you to everyone that's helped me get to this point in my life.
Well, we have been speaking with our Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week, Emily Ness. She plays field hockey and lacrosse at Lakeland, lacrosse for Lakeland Panis. She's a three-time state champion in field hockey, will be going on to play field hockey in college. Emily, congratulations on all of your accomplishments on the field hockey field and the lacrosse field, in the classroom, in your community. All the best for this season. Hopefully it's going to go well for you, and all the best going forward, my friend.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week show. This is Rich Leaf. Join us again next week when we talk to another outstanding student athlete from our area. So long for now.